This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning. So we're up to Siman Chav Zayin Halacha Vav. This is the interesting halacha about the lefty in halacha and the ambidextrous person. Any lefties here? Oh my gosh. Wow. Majority of lefties. Wow. Okay. Very relevant. Wow. Okay. Good. Okay. Ve'itzeh yad yaminei. So someone who is left-handed. Im oisa kol melachtoi b'smoilei. If he does all activities with his left hand, then meniach b'smoilei, he puts it on his left hand, which i.e. shu yamin shel kol adam, which is what we call the right hand, right? It's his left hand, which would be the right hand. Ve'im sholet b'shtei yadov, if he is ambidextrous, he can function with two hands, he uses both hands, meniach b'smol kol adam, then he actually goes for the left, he puts on his left hand. Okay, so the rule is that if you're a right-handed person, of course you put your left hand, turn on your left hand. If you're a left-handed person, you put on your right hand. If you're ambidextrous, you put it on your left hand. Now we'll see the reasons for this, because we've already seen this, that there are two criteria. One criteria is, it says Yod Chos, spelt strangely, Yud Dalet Chof Hei, which Chazal understands to mean Yad Keha, the weaker hand. And therefore, your weaker hand. So if you're a left-handed person, your weaker hand is your right hand, so you put on your right hand. The other criteria is ukshartim uchsavtim, and it depends which hand you write with. So therefore, you do the kshira with the same hand that you write with, and therefore, since you're going to be wrapping, the right-handed person will put wrapping on his left hand, so therefore the left-handed person who's going to be writing with his left hand, he'll be doing the kshira with his left hand, and he'll be putting on his... Now, they're nafkaminas. Of course, the nafkaminas are going to be, what if you write with one hand and you're stronger with the other hand? That's going to be the nafkaminas. Okay, but that's the background. So, v'im sholet b'shtei yodov miniach b'smol kol adam. V'im kosev v'mino. Here we go. If he writes with his right hand, ushar kol ma'isav oisa b'smolei, and all the other activities done with his left hand, or the other way around, a kosev b'smol, or he writes with his left hand, or shar kol ma'isav oisa b'yamin, but all other activities he does with his right hand, yesh omrim she'niach tefillin b'yad shetosh kayach. Says the mechaber, there are those who say that the main criteria is the weaker hand, and therefore he puts the tefillin b'yad shetosh kayach, he puts the tefillin on the hand which is weaker. Tebu'in yad keha. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say, shahayad shekosev v'hi chashuva, the main criteria is which hand you write with. And therefore the Ramah doesn't paskin. The Ramah says Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim. The Ramah adds Hago v'hochi nohug. The Ramah adds that the key criteria is the ksiva. Okay, so that's going to be important. We'll see that the Gaon argues, and that's why we have a lot of debate about this. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf aleph v'iter v'ayin le'el b'sif katan yud beis chaf beis yad yeminoi. What about a person who was born one way and becomes left-handed? He wasn't born like that, but he sort of trains himself, or for whatever reason he becomes, he uses his left hand. So then he puts it on the right hand. And certainly, if from heaven, he had to become accustomed to that. Dahainu, he got some sort of illness in his right hand, and that's what forced him to use his left hand. And his strength was taken away from him. He had an accident, and he lost the right hand or something like that. And therefore, he's forced to do all his actions with his left hand. He is considered like a proper left-handed person. And then he puts on the other hand. And if he recovers, he becomes, he gets the function of his right hand again. And he becomes ambidextrous. So then what happens then? He's like a regular ambidextrous person who would put on his left hand. So again, if a person is left-handed, he puts on his right hand. There's no discussion about that. What are the criteria? So the Mechaber said, if he does all his actions with his left hand, so then he puts it on his right hand. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chaf Gimel, Hu Adin Afilu Rak Roiv Melachta. It doesn't have to be all his actions, but even Roiv. He puts on his left hand, which is his weaker hand. What if the left-handed person says, I don't want to be different? I'll put on my left hand, I'll work it out, I'll do it like that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, which is his right hand, which is the left hand, the regular left-handed person. Even but the Eved is no good. Okay. What about a person who is Sholet B'Shtei Yadov? If a person can write with both hands or can function with both hands, Rotzaloma, She'osa Kol HaMelachos B'Shneim Shava B'Shava. Your left and your right, that you don't think twice about it. You can use either hand equally. Avlim Nokol Olasos B'Smol. But if it's easier for you to use your left hand, Av She'och Olasos Osom Gambimin, even though you could use your right hand, Zelo Mikra Sholet B'Shtei Yadov. That's not called ambidextrous. Ambidextrous is where you can genuinely use both hands equally. Okay, now so what is the halacha? The Machal Paskins, Yeshomim that the ksiva is ikka and Yeshomim that the strength is ikka. Shetosh koyach. So the first criteria is that one hand is weaker. It says the Mishnah Berurah Chavvav, Rotzaloma de ksiva ain lo shum maila misham halacha yechidus. According to the first opinion, which says that the criteria is which hand is stronger, ksiva has no bearing. And it's no different. It's just one of the hundreds of activities you can do with that hand. If you go after the majority of actions, but the other yeshomrim is, it depends on the ksiva. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, mashma, to ba'osi yad shekosov bo, the hand that you write with, tzorech lich sheres ha'tfilin al yad shekonegda, you've got to wind the tefillin, you've got to wrap the tefillin, the rituas. Miu, kashen no lolad ken, if you weren't born like that, rak achakach hirgel atzman lichtev b'smol, but afterwards you trained yourself to write with the left hand, or sha ma'isev osa b'min, but the other actions you do with your right hand, yaniach b'smol kol odom, you put it on the left of most people, for odom she'en yochel lichtev, a person who cannot write, of course, you've got no option, but you go after the other actions. Because ksiva is no longer a factor for him, he can't write. For Hachi Nahug, and that is the minug that's going on the Ramah, who says that you go boss of the ksiva. I'm Bir Aloch, we'll do the Bir Aloch in a second. Let's do it now quickly. I'm just turning over the page. Bir Aloch, if you look on my edition, it's three lines down on the next page. He quotes the Gaon. It's a big machlokes achronim, but the gra b'beurei, I'm middle of the third line. For ha gra b'beurei hechzik legamrei kader rishena. He goes after the first view, which is that you go bossa the rover, the weaker hand physically, and which activities you do with that hand, and he disregards ksiva. So says the Bir Aloch of our grob beir hechzik legamrei kader rishena deleazin klal bossa ksiva. He discounts ksiva totally. Vim kain in kosev biyamin, and therefore says the Vilna Gaon, if a person writes with his right hand or sham meisav osa b'smol, and the other actions he does with his left hand, yoniach biyamin, the left hand will be the key one, and therefore he'll put on his right hand. So just to summarize, what have we said? A lefty in halacha, if he is a genuine lefty, is out no question. He puts on his right hand. If he is ambidextrous, then he puts on his left hand, right? But genuinely ambidextrous. If there's confusion as to how do you determine if he's left-handed, because there are two criteria. One is which is his weaker hand, and one of which hand does he write with. So then the Mechaber says, Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim. The Ramah says, you go bossa ksiva. And the Vilna Gaon argues with the Ramah and says, you don't go bossa ksiva, you go bossa rove action. So that's why there's a lot of discussion about that. Everyone's got to ask their own shaila. In Eretz Yisrael, the natiya of poskim is to follow the Gaon. That's the general mahalach. And therefore, many poskim in Eretz Yisrael will do that. But you'll see people doing both. Like we said yesterday, there are some people here, they take off during Chazoras HaShatz and they'll put on Chili One Maisa quickly. There was a Hasidish fellow who came to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He had this shaila. And Rabbi Yaakov wanted to determine the kid. He says, which hand is stronger? And he wanted to know which hand he writes with. So he asked the kid, which hand is stronger? How are you going to ask a kid which hand is stronger? So he said to the kid, when you pitch, when you throw, when you play baseball, which hand you pitch with? Because that's going to be your stronger hand. So the father, the Hasidic fellow, interjected, and he said, Yaakov, or Shiva, my son's a Hasidic young man. He doesn't play baseball, doesn't pitch. Sorry. When you hit your sister, which hand you hit your sister with. That's it. You got to just figure out which is the stronger hand. Okay, let's carry on. Zayin. We'll do Zayin and Ches. We'll go quite quick. Zayin and Ches. Afa pishiyesh la adam, says the Mechaba. Even though a person has a makkah b'mokam anochen tefillin, he has a wound, some sort of injury on his bicep, on the place where he normally puts tefillin, yaniach tefillin. In other words, he's talking about a case where he has a wound somewhere on the bicep, but there's enough room on the bicep that you can put it. So long as you don't put it on the elbow, there isn't. You can put it there. So you've got a wound further up the bicep. So just put it further down. So says the Mechaba, Afa pishiyesh la adam b'mokam anochen tefillin. Yaniach tefillin. You can still put on tefillin. Ki mokam yesh b'zraya la niach shtei tefillin. There's enough room on the arm where you can actually put two tefillin. Because the bone which goes from the shoulder down to the elbow, all of that is actually okay to put on tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, on the bicep, which is the bottom half of the bicep, in other words, the half towards the elbow, but not on the elbow proper. You cannot put the tefillin so low down that it's mamish on the elbow. The im nispashet hamaka, if the injury spreads, b'chol bosa tapuach hashel etzat kuvodei, it's on the whole area, the whole of the bicep, down to the elbow, and therefore you can't put the tefillin on there. Yuchol lismech al das hamakilin oniach b'bosa tapuach achabachatz b'chatz ya'elion al shalayetzem. You can be somech, you have no choice, you can't put it on the wound, you just can't put it on there. So you can put it on the upper half of the arm, which is still the bone, which goes from the shoulder down to the elbow. You can't put it on the bottom half where you should, so you can put it a bit higher up over there. Yuchel lismech hadas makinin, to put it over there. V'im ha-makah gedoyla, or mitzta ba-nochas tefillin, if the makah is so great that it's spread over the whole area, and putting on tefillin is going to cause a lot of pain, potu miloniach ha-tefillin, you're exempt from putting on the tefillin shel yad, afilu nishal emokim, even if you have got space, v'oniach ha-shel rosh levad, and you only put the tefillin shel rosh. Like we said previously, if you've got an injury on your arm, then it's possible just to put on the tefillin shel rosh, like we said yesterday. Okay, let's just quickly do ches. Now, the length of the retzua of the shel yad, that you can wrap around the arm and you can tighten the kesher around the tefillin, the bias of the tefillin shel yad, and you wrap around the hands and you put it around the middle finger. On the middle finger, when you do the tefillin on the hand itself, you wrap around the middle finger three times. The Hinagin Ha'olam, says the Mechaba, Lichrich al Azra Shisha Ay Shiva Krichus, we wrap around seven times around our arm, we're all familiar with this, says the Rama, Ve'ein Lichrich Haratsua Hatitur Kadeh Lechazka Layad. And you try not to put the Ratsua too many times around the actual Bay Shelyad. We'll see why in a second, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shlosha Krichus. So you put three wrappings around that middle finger, Shnayim Beperek Hatachtoin, two on the lower joint, so the bottom half of the finger, and once further up the finger. Some say the other way around. You put one over here and two on the upper half. And you put them after the shirosh. So that we know that. We do it automatically, right? We've been trained to do this. So we put the tefillin shel yad on, we wrap around the seven times, we put our tefillin shel rosh on, and then we do the ritzus of the shel yad. So we do seven times around our arm. For Anan Nagin Shiva, and that's our minhag. He says six or seven. Our minhag is to do seven. For I'm Bishar Tshuva Shemasik Dein Lasus Elazayin Kriches Rak Al Azraya. The seven wrappings, the seven windings, you only do on the arm. For Loike Ksas Shenagin Lasus Gimel Kriches Al Kiberis Dala Dala Azraya. I've never seen this before, but there are those who are knowing to do three above the elbow and four over here. Do the officers do that?
They do a shin over here.
Ah, yeah. So that's what he says in the picture book. Yeah, in the picture book, he's got a picture of that. Yeah, here, look, if you see on the picture book, I'll hold it up to the camera. Yeah, can you see it all? That you do a shin, where is it? A shin over there, above the elbow, underneath the tefillin shel yad, and then you do four in the arm. Okay, I've never seen that in practice. Yeah, the Baba should do that?
They don't have a full arm, they do a shin.
Okay, all right. Let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. So the Sharet Shuvah says the Mishnah Berurah that you should do seven on the arm. Not like people who do three on above the elbow and four on the arm. What was that going on? Ve'in lichroich is going on the Ramah. Ve'in lichroich ha'ratzua ala tetera. Yeah, you shouldn't do the ratzua on the tetera, which is the base of the shelyad. Shekvan iskamu kshatim ratzua shalam mabarta. The mabarta, we'll discuss it more, but is the bridge between, if you imagine the way the ratzua goes through, yeah? That because you've already been Mekayim doing it over there. So ve'en lichrich shekvan iskam kshatim b'rtsua shalam abarto u'kamoi b'tfinin sharosh shatoli b'rtsua shabatoich ha'mabarto. So to the tfinin sharosh, you've also got that bridge where the ritzua goes through. V'kimin she'ei mitzvah klal b'krich lochein ein lanicha ala titura she'yesh ba'kudusha yoseh min ha'ritzua. Because the titura has got more kudusha than the ritzua. By you putting the ritzua on the titura, which is the base of the bet shalyad, you're putting it on top of it, it's not appropriate. V'nagim lanich shal rosh kodim shekarech malazra. We put the shal rosh before you start winding on the hand. Yeshem d'yoch lichrich ha'ritzua ala ktitza shalot tomish. However, if you're putting the ritzua around the b'shalyat to secure it, because it's just sort of wobbling around, that would be okay. Shalot tomish tefillah shalyat m'koma, that the tefillah shalyat shouldn't be dislodged. Ad shaniach sharosh. Ach, until you put the sharosh on. Ach kach yasirena v'yichrich ha'shiva krichus. Then you take it off. You take off the ritzua because now it's secured, and then you do the seven. V'mish shabotzi yad yod of tzoros. If the botzi yad, the hands are very narrow. V'atfilin nodim im koimon alidezeh yochel lichrich sov v'atzitera kadei lechazkom. Then you, like I said, to secure it in place, that would be seder. That would be okay. All right, we'll leave it there. Shkach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.